Thomas Wynne, from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia, at www.wikipedia.org. Dr. Thomas Wynne, born July 20, 1627, died January 16, 1692, was personal physician of William Penn and one of the original settlers of Philadelphia in the province of Pennsylvania. Born in Escaviog, Wales, where his family dated back 17 generations to Owain Gwynedd, he accompanied Penn on his original journey to America on the ship Welcome. Early life and education. According to church records, Thomas Wynne was the fourth of five sons of Thomas Wynne Sr. Thomas Wynne lost his father at the age of 11. While attracted to the study of medicine early on, heavy taxes levied on his family originally made the acquisition of proper learning materials difficult. His trade was that of cooper. He was later able to make the acquaintance of an established surgeon by the name of Richard Moore, and soon he was able to apprentice until he was deemed worthy of licensing. He was licensed in Shropshire by Drs. Hollins, Needham, and Moore. He in turn, after the death of Dr. Richard Moore, apprenticed his son Mordecai Moore. Emigration to Pennsylvania. Born into Protestant faith, he, in 1655, married Quaker Martha Butall, born 1627, died 1676, and found himself profoundly converted. Henceforth a devout Quaker and author of several pamphlets on Quaker doctrine, Wynne faced persecution and even 6 years imprisonment in England in the 1680s. After Martha died, he married Mrs. Elizabeth Roden, born 1637, died after 1691, on July 20, 1676, and she accompanied him as he joined Penn on his trip to America, leaving on August 30th and landing on October 27, 1682. Career. Wynne was notable for erecting the first brick house in the colony of Philadelphia on his Liberty Lot at Front and Chestnut Streets, known as Wynne Street until renamed by Penn in 1684. He built a home at 52nd Street and Woodbine Avenue in 1690, named Wynnestay, a reference to the famous Wynnestay Estate in Wales, owned by Sir John Wynne, 1st Baronet, a collateral cousin, and several surrounding communities in the greater Philadelphia area now bear his name. He returned to England with Penn in 1684. He served as speaker for the first two Pennsylvania assemblies of the province in Philadelphia in 1687 and 1688, and acted as Justice of Sussex County, now a county in Delaware, from 1687 to 1691. He was appointed a Justice of the Peace in January 1690, and held the position of Justice of the Provincial Court from September 1690 until his death. Death. His time in America lasted only 9 years. His death is noted by the meeting of Radnor Friends Meeting House, then at Duckett's Farm, which in 1950 was located at the West Philadelphia train station not far from his home at Wynnestay. Thomas Wynne burial is noted in the Philadelphia meeting records at Duckett's Farm Burial Ground. Family. Among his descendants, through Mary Wynne and Dr. Edward Jones, John Cadwallader, Lambert Cadwallader, John Dickinson, Sally Wister, through his daughter Rebecca, Charles Dickinson, through his daughter Hannah, Joshua Humphreys and Charles Humphreys, through his stepdaughter, Marjorie Maud, Joshua Fisher, grandsons Thomas and Warner Wynne, through his son Jonathan. Son Jonathan all served in the Pennsylvania Flying Camp and were taken prisoner by the British at the Battle of Fort Washington, and Thomas was held on the prison ships in New York Harbor. His great-grandson Thomas through his son Jonathan. Son Thomas died shortly after Washington's crossing of the Delaware. From him, Gustavus Wynne Cook. This Thomas is remembered on the Lower Marion Revolutionary War Memorial. See also Wynnewood, Pennsylvania, Penn Wynne, Pennsylvania, Winfield, Philadelphia, and Winfield Heights, Philadelphia. This audio was recorded on November 1st, 2018. To report an error or request a change, please send an email to wikiaudio999@gmail.com.